Nice to catch up with Stephen Curry once again. Fine NBA point guard in his second season in the NBA with the Golden State Warriors. And if you take a look at his numbers, he's averaging nearly 18 points a game and 6 assists a game. You've been around the league now a second time, and I'm just wondering, when you take a look at the players that you face in the NBA night in and night out, the travel, the number of games you have to play, what did you expect the NBA to be like, Stephen, and how is it similar to and different from what you thought it might be?
Well, me being a point guard, it's kind of overwhelming. Not overwhelming, but it's a surprise every night how much you have to prepare for each individual opponent. And, you know, it's the toughest position in the NBA, by my opinion. So, you know, you have an all-star one night, an all-star the next night, and then a young rising up all-star the next night. And, you know, you're having to continue to switch your game plans to prepare and make sure your body's ready to go out and compete at the highest level. There's no off night, so it's definitely a man's game.
What was it that you did best in your rookie year that prepared you to have the consistency that you have? Because, as I said, you're averaging 18 points a game, and yet if you look at your rookie season, you averaged 17.5 points a game and 6 assists as well. So there is a lot of consistency there. Is there any one thing that you did in that rookie year that allowed you to have that consistency?
Just never getting complacent, really. I always studied film, whether I had a good game or a bad game. You know, really learning from, you know, mistakes that I made the previous game, and just sticking with my film study is something that will get you through a season and make sure that you're always, you know, looking to try to get better. So, you know, there's so many ups and downs in an NBA season, and you can't really, you know, ride the waves. You kind of got to stay even keel and, you know, have the same approach to every game. And that's just with, you know, constant preparation and watching film. That's the best way to do it.
You know, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to ask you about, you know, you have good games. Do you get too high? Or if you have maybe games that aren't so good, do you get too low? But that consistency of staying even keel, I think, would probably be the most important thing in any professional athlete's life.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, you know, you want to have fun with the game. You want to, you know, enjoy the good times, but, you know, not forget the big picture, you know, when you have a rough patch through the season, because there's so many. You play 82 games, you're bound to lose a couple, you're bound to have a couple bad games, so you just got to make sure that, you know, it doesn't affect your performance if you get too down on yourself.
You know, the other thing, too, is that you didn't have much of an off season because you went and played with the U.S. national team in the World Championships, winning the gold medal over in Turkey, and that's where we talked to you at when we were over in Iraq. But I'm just wondering about the wear and tear. Is that something you could do when you're in your first, second, or maybe third year, but you got to think about when you get beyond 3 years in the league so that you can pace yourself?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of maintenance work that goes in throughout the course of the season that you can't really ignore. A lot of guys, you know, go hard throughout the off season to get their bodies right, but you can't forget about the day-to-day maintenance work that has to go into it. So, for me, that's what it's going to keep me on the floor. I'm making sure I stay in the weight room during the year and make sure my body's, you know, the first priority.
Mike Krzyzewski told me something when he was on with us when we were over in Iraq about you. He said, you know, Stephen is probably the smartest player I have ever seen. And I know that comes from your dad having been a former NBA player, and also you're a student of the game. When somebody says Stephen Curry, student of the game, what are they actually talking about, Stephen?
Well, when I watch, you know, NBA games now, I'm still, you know, a fan of the game, and I kind of take bits and pieces of every player that I watch, you know, whether I can – I'm not as athletic as, say, LeBron or Derrick Rose or guys like that, or as fast as those guys, but – you know, the way that they play the game and the way that they see the game, I try to put myself in their shoes and try to make, you know, decisions or reads and kind of put that into use when I'm playing. So, student of the game, like I said, going back to that, you know, watching film, that's basically how you learn and how you make yourself a better player. And my IQ is I got a head start watching my dad play for so many years in the NBA, so that helps.
How much can being smart about playing the game make up for what you might lack athletically? Not just you, but almost any player.
I would say making sure you're always in the right position and seeing the play one step ahead. You know, on defense, you got to make split decisions, and some guys' athleticism can make up for a lack of reaction time. So, you know, if you don't have that advantage making sure that you see the play develop before it actually does, and so you have, you know, one step on getting to where you need to be defensively, and then offensively as a point guard, you know, making reads for the players on the floor and kind of managing the game will make things come a lot easier to you.
One of the top young players in the NBA with us on Sports Byline, NBA point guard for the Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry, in his second year. Stephen, that experience in playing in the World Championships, tell me a little bit about what you'll always come away from that experience with. Is there any particular memory that's kind of seared in your mind about that whole experience?
Well, just, I mean, a lot of different things went into the, you know, our preparation as a team and getting to the, you know, that gold medal game and winning, but it all, you know, was very real for me and my teammates when we were on the platform. You know, the confetti blasted behind us and our national anthem was playing, and we first saw, you know, our gold medal being put around our necks. That was, you know, we had 2 months of preparation for, you know, that one moment, and Coach K really motivated us to try to get us to work together as a team, play defense, and, you know, be hungry to, you know, not let that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass us by, and now we, you know, have something to live with. Live with for a long time.
One of the things that Mike told me is, and I asked him the question, I said, Mike, you know, that team was not expected to win the gold medal, and everybody said how young they were. I said, did they have a chip on their shoulder a little bit that brought them together? And he said, absolutely. Was he right about that? Did that bring you guys a little bit closer together?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that was a lot of the attention was on the guys that weren't, you know, at our tryouts and weren't on the team based on the gold medal team. So, yeah, that was over our heads from day one, really. They called us the B squad when we were just, you know, on our first day of tryout. So, you know, we knew we were talented and knew that we could, you know, go over and play with the best in the world. And basically just to prove a lot of people wrong that, you know, we were young, but we still had what it took to get the job done.
I'm also going to believe that the international game that you played in the World Championships was something that maybe it was able to help you develop your overall all-around game because it is different. Rules are different. Officiating is different. The players that you went up against different from what you might see night in and night out in the NBA. Am I correct? Was it a learning experience for Stephen Curry?
I mean, it was definitely. I played on the U19 national team when I was 3 or 4 years ago, so I had that experience of going to Serbia and, you know, being away from home and coming together with a bunch of guys that I hadn't played with before and trying to, you know, form a team. So I had that experience. But when you're playing for the men's national team for the World Championships and having to deal with that kind of pressure and playing against, you know, unfamiliar opponents, it was definitely, you know, a learning curve. And it all happened really fast, so I think it was, you know, good it happened that way. So we didn't really have time to think about it. We just went out and played our game and just rolled with the punches.
You were a mere babe back in 1992 when the Dream Team took to the floor in that first international competition. And I remember the awe factor that existed with teams that played the Dream Team and even teams that came after that. Has that been lost now? Has the rest of the world kind of caught up to the point that they're not in awe of much of the NBA players as they were, say, back in 92 or 96 or even 2000?
Yeah, I think the gap is definitely, you know, closed in for sure. You know, there's a lot of there's a good, you know, representation of the non-American born basketball players in the NBA right now. So, you know, they are familiar with how we play and what to expect when we get into those international competitions. And, you know, that's a testament to why we won the World Championship since 1996. So, you know, that's something that we had to deal with, and now we got it back in our grasp.
We only have a minute left, but your brother is playing for Mike Krzyzewski down at Duke, and I'm just wondering, tell me a little bit about his game.
He's similar to me. You know, he's 6'2", very athletic, and he can shoot the ball, and that's something that runs in our family. So he definitely has, you know, some potential, and Coach K is really going to get the best out of him to go out there and play.
How does he say how good the Duke team is this year? Because he played, of course, he transferred into Duke. But how good is that team, according to him?
They're really good. He's you know, they're number one. They have a lot of pressure to deal with you know, everybody's going to give them their best shot every night they go on the floor. But, you know, they have such great talent. And, like I said, Coach K is going to get that talent moving in the right direction. And they have Nolan Smith and Kyle Singler, two seniors. They're going to lead them in the right direction. And everybody else has to follow suit.
Well, listen, thanks a lot, Stephen. You've always been very kind to me. I look forward to seeing you when you get back home here. Take care, and appreciate you coming on Sports Byline.
I appreciate it, Ron.
Stephen Curry, the fine NBA point guard. This kid's going to be an all-star very, very shortly. We take a break here, continue with more of you and Sports Byline.